2.5 days into the Biden administration, and man, I have questions about how the economy is going to take these swats that are being dished out. Joining me is Steve Moore, an economist, former White House economic advisor. Steve, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Good to have you here. I mean, let's start with the assaults on energy independence, open borders, which assault American jobs, call to eliminate cryptocurrency, pass a $1.9 trillion alleged stimulus bill. Where do you start when you look at all this? First of all, let me ask you about President Trump's legacy for the economy, and then we'll move into those things that I just listed off. How will President Trump's economy be remembered?
By the way, I hadn't heard that one about trying to outlaw cryptocurrencies. I'm on the board of a cryptocurrency company, so I'm going to have to check into that one.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck, government, trying to get rid of cryptocurrencies. The whole purpose of them is to get around.
That suggestion came from Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen says that we must curtail cryptocurrencies because they're used mainly for illegal finance.
That is hooey. Okay, I'll say that. The reason that cryptocurrencies are, look, there might be some small element of that, but the fact is the major reason that cryptocurrencies exist, like Bitcoin and others, is to get around government fiat control of global currency. And that's what really scares the central bankers and people like Janet Yellen, is they want monopoly control over money. And that's the exact reason, by the way, that I joined the board of a cryptocurrency company, is because I believe in competition. Let's have some private sector money competition against these central bankers. Anyway, I know that's off the subject.
But no, I don't mind. It needs to be explored. I don't know if anybody's talking about it, but crypto. I'll give you a quote. Cryptocurrencies are of particular concern. I think they are used mainly, at least in a transaction sense, mainly for illicit financing. And she says it's to finance terrorism. So she's trying to Janet Yellen demonizing cryptocurrencies. Yeah. Bitcoin and all the rest.
Stick with my point that the reason that the government officials are afraid of cryptocurrencies is they don't want the competition.
That's right.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the Trump economy. Look, I'm very proud. I do not defend the president's actions in the last several weeks, but I am extremely proud of this president and what we were able to do to really revive the economy from the people. You know, some people sort of on the left have forgotten the malaise of the Obama years where we did, you know, we had 8% unemployment rate still 4 years into Obama's presidency. You know, they're acting like, talk about the rewrite of history, they're acting like it was the Garden of Eden or something. You know, that only 1 out of 3 Americans rated the economy as good or great under Obama. 2 out of 3 Americans rated the economy as good or great under Trump. So there was a huge liftoff on the economy. It was, you and I have talked about this so many times, Steve. It was the tax cuts, right? It was getting the government off the back of business. It was the pro-America energy policies. It was the better trade deals that brought a lot of factories back home here. And, we had the lowest poverty rate, the lowest unemployment rate, the lowest inflation rate, the highest wage gains, and the biggest income, gains for American workers, middle class, and minorities than any time. So I'm happy to talk about that record. And by the way, the other thing, Steve, related to your question about what's the outlook for the economy, you know, if you look at just all the forecasts for the economy in 2021, they're off the charts, 6, 7, 8, 9%. And that's because Trump has really, handed off exactly, oh my gosh, it's dark winter, we're in the greatest economic crisis. Well, there is a crisis, in blue states. But the fact is, the economy is really, it's like a golf ball that's teed up, ready to be hit 300 yards down the fairway.
Let me give you another quote here, though, because I think he sliced. I don't think he hit it down the fairway. I think he sliced into the rough. And here's what I mean by that. This comment is from Mark McManus. He is the general president of the AFL-CIO. Quote, in revoking this permit, the Biden administration has chosen to listen to the voices of fringe activists instead of union members and the American consumer on day one. Referring to the Keystone XL cancellation.
Yeah.
Unions are incensed.
Yeah, they are, and they should be. And by the way, it's almost more symbolic than it is. Like, I'm very much in favor of the Keystone pipeline, but that's not what we need pipelines around the country. And it's really interesting to me that I think it's the first or second or third act of this new president that he would kill a project that creates, I don't know the exact number of jobs, but thousands of jobs. And by the way, Steve, those are not $15 an hour jobs. Those are $100,000 a year jobs.
That's
The people in the oil patch make a lot of money. And those are unionized jobs for the most part. They're truckers, they're construction workers, they're people who work in manufacturing, the drillers. Almost all of
pipe
them
fitters.
Are unionized.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Pipe fitters exactly. And so forth. Right.
But here's the point. Why in the world is he doing this? Because the fact is, the most environmentally safe way to transport that oil and gas from Alberta and the Dakotas throughout the United States is through pipelines rather than trains and trucks. I mean, it's a very safe way to transport our oil and gas, and they want to cancel that. The other point, really important, Steve, while we're shutting down our pipeline production, guess what's happening in China and Russia as we speak? They have a $12 billion project connecting Siberia in Russia to China. Do you think that China's going to get off of fossil fuels? If you think that, you are dreaming. They are going to become, they want to become the economic superpower of the world. They're laughing, you know, they're laughing at us in Beijing right now.
Of course they are.
At us. They can't believe we're doing this. And by the way, China doesn't even have to comply. The other one I think you mentioned earlier is the Paris Climate Accord.
Of course.
This is one of Trump's greatest things, of pulling us out of that. That's the worst treaty ever. China doesn't have to, which is by far the biggest polluter in the world, doesn't even have to comply with it for 10 years.
And never will. Let's be not for 10
never
years
will. Never
and
will.
Never.
Yeah.
They're building 200 coal-fired power plants around the world, 120 in China, 80 more around the world. All part of their buying influence around the world, and there you have it. Stephen, I got to leave it right there. We will check in, though, from time to time. Greatly appreciate your input.
Let's do it.
Because I want to see, and I want people to write down, what's a gallon of gas cost today? What's a gallon of milk cost today? What are things, you know, where are we on interest loans, on mortgages? Write these things down and come back, and we'll check in 6 months. Sir, thank you, as always.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great Stephen weekend. Moore, economist, former White House economic advisor here on the Steve Gruber Show. A couple of phone calls. We'll open up the phone lines. We've got a couple coming back. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Back in a moment.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan